House Committee on Revenue for April 25th, 2007 will come to order. We have a number of things on our agenda for today. Unfortunately, the activities in the House have eaten up our committee time for this afternoon. I'm going to open a work session on House Bill 3265, but I want you to know that we're not moving that bill today. We received an amendment this fat, and I got it about a minute and a half ago, so there's no time to review. And I would entertain one speaker from the commission who would like to give us the very briefest of 30-second overviews, so that as we read this amendment, we'll have an idea of what we're reading. If there's somebody who would like to do that, we will hold another work session later on this bill after we've had a chance to read it. So we're not going to shortchange the group, but if you want to give us an overview of the amendment, that might be helpful for the committee.
Chair Barnhart, members of the committee, my name is Wendy Johnson, Deputy Director of the Oregon Law Commission. We were here before this committee 2 weeks ago to discuss this bill, and at that time alerted you that there would be a large amendment that would basically gut the entire bill and replace it. The outline is basically the same as the original bill. The first 41 sections deal with state bonding. The next 30 or 40, from 42 to 70, from 41 to 70 deal with local government bonding, and then 71 through 232 now deal with conforming provisions. Then there's an applicability provision in 233, repeal provisions in section 234, and an election to apply the prior law in section 236. We do have attorneys here to go through a broad overview of what the state government bonding provisions would now provide and what the local government bonding provisions would provide, if you would like at this time. We also received these amendments yesterday, but they are very similar to what the work group and the commission had wanted from the beginning back in February. So we are prepared to provide a sort of 15,000-foot level overview of what this bill does, if you'd like that today.
Thank you. I don't believe that we have time for that today, and rather than rush it, I'd rather give people, the committee members, a chance to read the bill. Many times when a bill is 2 pages long, we can read it during a work session. When the bill is as long as this one, we need to allow some time. So what I think we will do is we will schedule another work session on the bill sometime later, and we'll try to coordinate through Mr. Warner to find a time that will work for people. Yes.
Mr. Chair, I notice we also have a -3 amendment.
There is another amendment. I was about to mention that. There is an amendment that deals with an issue which is separate from the Commission's activities, and the reason why the amendment's here is because the relating clause is right. I've tried to find out whether or not this would be an appropriate amendment for this bill, because it does violate the basic premise of the bill, and that is that we have no new policy in it. But again, this amendment will only be made a part of the bill if the committee adopts it after hearing about the policy question that it deals with. And again, we're not going to be able to do that today. Is there anything else, then, given our extreme limitation on time? Yes, please.
Chair Barnhart, I wanted to add one other thing. Because the work group just received this amendment today, we are trying to figure out an internal process to sort of process this whole amendment. Because of the size of the bill, we know that the -2 is not going to be perfect either. And so we've asked internally for everyone to review it, getting their comments to us by Wednesday, and then our goal would be to be ready to go to LC by Monday, because we would collate all the comments we get by Wednesday and then get it out to everybody Thursday and Friday. Correct.
Okay.
Chair, we're hoping to be ready with our second round of amendments by May 7th. That would give us about a week to get to LC. So we were hoping, I think it would save the committee's time to not schedule until we get back that second set of amendments. Well, but that will be out farther than your traditional deadlines. I just want to alert you to how long it takes everybody to review this thick bill and then get through LC again. So our goal is to get our comments to LC by May 7th, and then it would probably take at least a few days for LC to do any new amendments.
Thank you. You are aware, I'm sure, that the time for the session is running. And you still have to get the bill through this committee, through the floor, and then over to the Senate, where you get to go through the process all over again. One hopes that at that point the bill will be complete and it won't require additional amendment on the Senate side. But the time schedule you're suggesting is doable, but it's going to be tight. So I hope there are no additional delays if we can avoid them. And this isn't really a comment to you so much as it is to the people sitting in the back of the room. And I appreciate that very much. Is there anything else? Thank you. We'll close the work session. It's my inclination to hold an evening meeting tomorrow night, probably at 5 o'clock, hopefully as short as possible. I'm hoping for an hour. Will other members be able to attend public hearings at that time? I'm getting some nods. So there'll be three or four or five of us here. There's some others who aren't here now who will be able to be here tomorrow night. So my plan is to stick with the agenda we have for tomorrow during the regular meeting time and to hold over to tomorrow at 1 o'clock, what probably means tomorrow at 5 o'clock, the public hearings on House Bill 35, 37, 34, 54, 3261 and 2961. Note there are possible work sessions on the first two bills I mentioned. Whether we'll have a work session quorum or not is a question I can't answer now. It is possible we'll have to reschedule work sessions on those bills. So with that, having made that announcement, Paul, is that sufficient to get us on the agenda for tomorrow? It is. Thank you. With that, the committee is adjourned.